Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning to you both.
Thank you very much indeed. Since we were talking to you a fortnight ago, Anne-Marie, you've had a very busy 2 weeks with the rollout of the vaccine.
We did. It's been, and lots of things change kind of daily, you know. Well, this time last week, I was going to have a chat with an update, but not much had changed between when I was on and then. But in the last week then, there's been huge changes and lots of updates, and you know, it's there's a lot of information flying around, so it can be very confusing. It can be very, I suppose, you know, uncertain.
Okay.
For people, and a bit frustrating. So I just wanted to give a bit of clarity as what I know.
Okay, lovely, Anne-Marie. So the people who signed up for you last week and after the chat or through the media here, CRY and other media, are they vaccinated now, or are they still waiting, or what's the story?
What we do, we are still operating the waiting list. So the last time when I spoke with you, we were encouraging people, you know, say outside of the all area that might be nearer to the other towns, or maybe that's where they go, to keep in touch with their local pharmacies, because we were starting to get phone calls from Cork City and etc. And we can't take overflow.
Yes.
We have enough names on the list from here. So we're taking names, and what we're doing, we can't, as it stands, guarantee an appointment just yet for the Janssen. I spoke with the IPU this morning because I just felt there was a few, you know, interpretations of where it stands. So I just wanted to clarify where things are at. So what they were able to tell me this morning is the Janssen vaccine, which we got in a couple of weeks ago. Now, we made our way through the list, and all our stock is gone.
Yes, well done. That was great work.
Very good.
Well done, Anne-Marie.
A few marathon days, but look, the response and the positivity from that age group, from the 18 plus, was huge.
And I suppose the gratitude and delight really was part of it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, there's, you know, again, it's trying to fall in with what normal life is. You know, a lot of these people are working in hospitality. A lot of them are keen to be ready to go back on campus to college. Some need to, you know, want to travel abroad to work. So there's a lot of motivation for them to get going. And I can understand the anticipation and wanting to just get it done and get it over with.
Yes.
Now, well, just to talk about the Janssen at the moment. So the Janssen, for us, we can give it to 18 to 34-year-olds.
Is it a one-shot one, just to remind listeners and me?
That's one-shot.
One-shot. Well, that's good, isn't it, in itself?
Over 50s.
Is that a new age limit? I didn't think it was quite so young, 18 to 34.
That is the age limit. Let me see. It's gone back a few weeks now.
Yeah.
When the conversation kind of came around with hospitality and, you know, and then there's a lot of talk of cases being, you know, more prevalent in the younger age group.
I think, Anne-Marie, of the 1,071 cases there they were recording yesterday, over half them are in the younger age group.
That's it.
Yeah, they're the last to be done, I suppose, really, Tommy, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the fully vaccinated people are not totally immune, but they don't seem to be getting it, thanks be to God. Anyway, Anne-Marie, sorry,
And that's, I suppose, the vaccine doing its job.
Well,
it doesn't mean you won't get it, but it seems to be, the symptoms overall seem to be very mild.
Thank God.
That's good. Doing its job. So now with the Janssen, the supply of that, I know I was more encouraging, I think, 2 weeks ago when I said, well, look, if they made an announcement, then they must have supplies to back it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The supplies are a little bit low at the moment. So we have people on our list. We haven't been able to ring people and give an appointment because we still haven't been told by the HSE when we're getting our supply.
It's very frustrating, isn't it?
Very.
It is. Now, I spoke with the IPU. There's 300,000 doses expected to be delivered to the HSE, but they're saying early August.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a way. That's a 3 weeks away, so is it?
It is 3 weeks away. So once they come in, I'm confident they'll get them out to us as quickly as possible, but I can't say
Yeah. And in Anne-Marie, is there any possibility that the HSE could give you some other one, like the Moderna or AstraZeneca or one of these Pfizer ones, no?
Now, we have Pfizer. So this is the other part of the scale. We have Pfizer at the moment. Now, we are allowed to give Pfizer to, at the moment. The last time I was on, it was over 30s or over 35. In 2 weeks, it's come down to the 25-year.
Oh, very good, yeah.
So we have been, and the supply of that seems to be a bit better at the moment, and there isn't an anticipated interruption to that supply.
Yeah. And you have to get two of those, I think, is that right?
Two of those, yeah. 4 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And then 7 days after your second dose, then you're vaccinated. You can consider yourself.
Okay. Isn't that the way to go, Anne-Marie, as a lay person now looking at it? If the other one is in, Janssen is in short supply, and you're choking at the bit trying to help everybody there, and you can get, or the HSE can give you, if they want to, this other one, the Pfizer one, why not go for that?
Well, that's what we've been, like, when we started making our list of people, we weren't kind of putting them in a Janssen or a Pfizer list. We were taking them down one after the other and checking which age bracket they're in.
Yeah.
So every time the HSE opens further, you know, they go down the age, we can kind of look at that age group and say...
And extend it downwards or upwards or whatever, yeah.
Very good.
So we can start ringing them and say, I know you were down, it was Janssen that you originally put your name down for, but we have Pfizer and we can now give it to your age group. So your options are...
Wait.
You have Pfizer.
Yeah.
You can wait for the Janssen.
Well, if I had a choice, I'd be saying, give me anything
you have
immediately, because I think that Pfizer one doesn't seem to have any bad press, does it, Anne-Marie?
The Pfizer one I got, I think.
You know, it comes down to a personal choice, a lot of it, because some people, look, the one dose, it just suits them.
Yeah.
They may have, you know, after the Janssen, 14 days after, you can consider yourself vaccinated. So sometimes there's a time pressure.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
And Anne-Marie, is it interfering hugely with your normal business? I mean, is it something that you have had to allocate time and a place and effort into to avail of it?
Well, what we're doing is we're working, there's myself and Anne-Marie Deneen are both, we're both the owners, we're both vaccinators, so we both did the flu vaccine. So it just means, and we both work kind of part-time, so
It's
easier for us to just up our own hours.
Now, fair play to both of you.
Fair play.
Yeah, very good.
And I suppose what people want to know is if members of their family are still not registered with your good selves or anybody else, would you recommend coming into yourselves now or go on the HSE portal, or what would your best advice be this morning, Anne-Marie?
Advice is the same as it has been. It's, look, we have no problem taking names of people that, you know, y'all is... And I'm not saying just y'all, but people who generally come to y'all.
Yes.
People are in Cork City, please keep in touch with pharmacies.
Up there, they have their own supplies. Yeah, of course.
But I also say to people, like, until I have a vaccine here in my hands that I know I can give a person, I would encourage them to also register on the HSE portal when it becomes available.
Yeah.
Now, to talk about the HSE portal just briefly, the HSE portal did open for 18 to 24-year-olds, but for the AstraZeneca vaccine only.
All right.
Nice.
So I this is what I needed to clarify today, because we were kind of going, if the HSE portal is open for that age, does that mean we can give them Pfizer?
Yes.
So less than an hour ago, I got clarity that no, that doesn't.
It has to be the AstraZeneca.
They can get the AstraZeneca, but it's in a mass vaccination centre only. We don't have AstraZeneca.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Will we be giving them? But I have to say, to be fair, like when it opens, say, for the 25-year and older age, and we were ringing people to see if they wanted the Pfizer.
Yeah.
A lot of them had been dealt with very quickly through the mass vaccination centre.
That's nice to hear, yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah. Good.
So look, it's one of these things where we all just have to work together. Mm. You know, the GPs did a phenomenal job as well, you know, and you know, are still doing a job, a you know, in getting everyone vaccinated. So we're all just, I suppose, have the same...
Rowing in behind each other, yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter to us. You know, I don't want people to feel obliged to, well, I better, you know...
So...
There, if you get a call somewhere else, by all means, go.
Yeah, register with the HSE and your good self or your own chemist listeners.
Now, so whichever one of us gets supply and can get you,
you
know, first...
So you have, you're saying that if people want the Janssen one, they'll have to wait until August. The HSE are telling you nothing to do with you, it's just to do with the supply. You have Pfizer, and you can also recommend people to go on the HSE portal, and they will be given AstraZeneca.
That's it. And look, at the moment, we are ringing people. It's just the list is so long. So
yeah.
That was my next question. Is there any change in demand now, would you find, Anne-Marie? I mean, you have done so many and other, as you say, the doctors have done so many other. Is there still the same demand, the same urgency for those who haven't yet been vaccinated?
I definitely think that the 18 to 24 year, there is a huge demand.
Yeah.
You know, and I suppose some have been vaccinated, some haven't. So, you know, you people say in groups of friends, maybe the friends are vaccinated, they're not. And they want to, I suppose.
Of course they do, yeah.
They do, yeah.
Have a normal life.
Okay.
And do you do it from the time you open in the morning until afternoon or evening? Or do you have a set time for doing these, Anne-Marie?
I suppose our clinics have been dictated by when we get the vaccine.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We've done a couple of things. Like I had a few people that, say I was here on a Monday by myself, so I just stayed an hour and used up one vial in the earlier days because, you know, we were able to facilitate. So we're trying to facilitate to a point, but at the same time, we can't necessarily... you know, go on an individual because every vial we open has the Janssen has 5 doses, the Pfizer has 6.
And must be used, really.
Must be used, yeah.
Use it.
Of course.
Did you ever in your working career, in your life, did you ever envisage or imagine anything like this?
Oh, God, no.
Nothing, no. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's just, like, I mean, it's not just for, in terms of the vaccine, but, you know, lots of different facets of life have just, it changed
or disappeared. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Very true.
Anne-Marie, we're enjoying a period of beautiful weather, and when I was talking to you yesterday, you said might be opportune to issue a few little words about sun creams, especially for small children.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's. I mean, this weather is tropical.
It is definitely tropical.
So just a few words. I suppose. And where you get really good help and advice is on the Irish Cancer Society website.
Oh, yes.
So, having 3 kids myself, you know, these were my tried and tested rules. I find, you know, if you're going somewhere to the beach or anywhere where they'll be outside, put it on in the morning before you leave the house.
Yeah.
It's the best thing, and let it dry in properly. Because we've all done the where you leave it until you get to the beach, and then
that's right, yeah, and then plaster it on, yeah,
straight in the water and it's gone,
yeah, yes, or the sand gets at it into it and whatever, yeah,
yeah.
That's it, and the kids don't want to stand around and have sunscreen applied; they want to get going.
They do, of course, yeah. Well, I went out yesterday and I played a few holes golf, and I put on my sunscreen as I should do.
She's looking red this morning. That's why
that's not. Believe me, that's blood pressure, Tommy. Not
all right.
Not sun. But yeah. The funny thing about it is that I forgot to do my neck. I did everywhere else, but I forgot to do my neck, and I had a kind of a round-necked top on me. Yeah. And you know what? It's you'd actually see it, like it's red raw looking. It's not sore now because, thank God, I've tough skin. But you wouldn't think about maybe some parts of you that would be more receptive to the sun, especially the neck and the back of the arms and things.
Yeah, and that's why I find, even for myself, at home I generally do a better job as well, because, you know, you can look in the mirror and I can...
And you can see what you're doing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes if I leave it to do it on the go like that, there'll be some little patch that I just...
Miss.
That yeah. I miss. So for everyone, yeah, putting it on at home, it's just easier. You can have a mirror to maybe have a look at the back of the neck. Or,
exactly, yeah. And, of course, to repeat it as well would be important, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like the you know, there's lots of different products there, and some of them are, you know, they say once a day. Now, and I've used those with the kids, but I'm kind of happy when I get the once a day one on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do top up with the others.
Exactly, yeah. Good idea. And tell me, Anne-Marie, there's a lot of hay fever? I know one of my family suffers very, very badly from it and is in a dreadful state at the moment. And I imagine it's one of those wild weed flowers that he seems to be getting the worst of it from. Is there a good way of preventing or dealing with it?
I suppose there's every year, I say this every year, it seems to, you know, I come across people that, you know, maybe were chronic sufferers but are suffering worse. And every year we come across people in every age group that never had it before, but now they've started getting it.
So imagine, yeah.
It's one of those, and to try and pinpoint exactly the culprit, you know.
It could vary from person to person, could it?
It can.
You know,
there's the medical interventions, there's the avoidance
procedure, like, yeah.
You know, keeping the windows closed if there's, you know, a lot of pollen about.
I wouldn't have thought of that, no, yeah.
And then, you know, there's other interventions, like I think saline is great, saline rinses, that sort of thing is great to just
rinses for the eyes, is it?
For the nose.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Some people use eye drops, but another thing that is worth giving a go is I've often recommended local honey. So honey local to where you're living.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have to have one of these suppliers on, Anne-Marie, actually, to talk about that. I think that's a very good idea because that will contain the local pollen, wouldn't it?
You see, that's it. And the idea is that by consuming that, say,
good idea.
Your consumption, that you're building up resistance to that pollen.
And that's an easy, when I say easy, it's a relatively easy way to deal with it, isn't it? I mean, it's a pleasurable way to eat it because honey is so nice anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it's a pleasant taste, you know. Now, I know maybe it's not for everyone, but like with it, the idea is it desensitizes you to the local pollen. Now, the bees, of course, they do their own thing, so they'll they'll use pollen from different plants and bees at different times. So it's not an exact science, but the feedback, I do remember years ago, I can't think of this person's name, but it was an allergy consultant based in Dublin who was advocating it. And it would be a hard one to quantify, but I do kind of ask for feedback at the counter from people who've tried it, and they say they do feel that it does help.
Oh, good.
So
good.
You know, it's not that it's necessarily a cure as such.
No, but it might ease it, yeah.
Or be a support for that, yeah.
And it's a pleasant enough thing to be able to take rather than medicine or medication or whatever it is.
Well, that's it.
If it helps, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely. And it has lots of great properties as well. So it's a superfood in a sense. You know?
In its own way, yeah. Am I correct in saying, Anne-Marie, that there are different plants, flowers, weeds, whatever, that give off more cause for the hay fever than others? Are there some that are very strong?
There's a thought there that, you know, kind of it's grasses and trees can be a culprit, and this is maybe where people aren't sure about, say, the honey, because maybe the honey is more flowers. But talking before I came on, I said I better just
have a look.
Yeah. Talking to Helen Coakley, who has a beekeeper herself and Robert Swain, the beekeeper Bob's honey, and that's one of the local ones. And she was telling me, like, that, say, the spring honey, it was mainly rapeseed that was...
Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
...for that, but they've a raw one coming out in a few weeks, and it's kind of flowers, berries and trees, so that's another good, seems to have a broad...
Oh, we might have to get a bit more information about that over the next week or two. It might be very interesting.
And who's that now, did you say, is producing that?
It was Beekeeper Bob.
Beekeeper, locally?
Locally.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie, time is running out for us here. Can we just ask people, our special guest is Anne-Marie Power from the Clock 8 Pharmacy.
Anne-Marie.
Are you taking names still on your text line or people calling in or, you know, for the vaccine, just to fill
both, and people are ringing in. Now, there is a few, there's just a couple of things just to clarify with people. We've had a couple of inquiries about this digital search that, you know, people vaccinated with us. There was one lady in that didn't get it. Now, we upload everything to the portal on the day of the vaccine. So we don't have any control over when a digital search is issued or, you know, so
yes,
we can't help with that query, I'm afraid.
Your work is done. You've
Well, I'm hearing from the national media that there is a delay in producing them, you know, the kind of way. So people have to be a bit patient.
Yes, and we don't have, like, you know, we don't have the kind of the channel to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All we can do is upload what we do to the portal.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's in other hands there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And keep an eye on it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, is people are saying, oh, I put my name down a few weeks ago and I haven't heard yet. We are working as much as we can. We're coming down through the list, but for example, we could make 50 phone calls and maybe 40 of those have already been to the vaccine centre. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's time.
The admin, I suppose you asked a question earlier, Denise, about affecting the business. We didn't get any notice of the huge cohort that we were doing.
Exactly, yeah.
The admin has been a bit of a firefight.
I can well imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
About a couple of days to kind of say, right, okay, here's the way we set up. It's just been, you know, it's been busy, but look, we're taking all the names and we're getting through them and we're getting...
Very, very good, yeah. Particularly when you think that maybe two of your staff are dealing almost nearly full-time with looking after these vaccines.
That's it.
So you have two pairs of hands down. But I think people appreciate that too, and the fact that of what you're doing is so important, you know, to the people of the town. And one other question I may ask here, can anybody in the area ring your pharmacy and ask for this, or do they have to be customers? Do they have to be...
Once they're from the general area,
yeah,
or, you know, an area that kind of feeds into y'all.
I know what you mean, exactly, yeah. That's fair enough, yeah.
Like, if Cork City, I mean, I'm sure there's loads of pharmacies in Cork City.
Yeah.
I know places were closing their lists, and I said this to you, Tommy, we were kind of going, will we do it? But then I still had people from this area go on a list. And I said, well, it's not fair
to take them, yeah. Because there's quite a few people in Yall at the moment, you know, because of the weather and because of the time of year. So I was just wondering, would they be inclined to be looking for it as well, or would they go back to Cork or Waterford or wherever they live to get it done? You know, I was just wondering, are they availing of local because they're down, because they're here?
No, I can't say.
Good, yeah.
I can't say that we've had much. Now, I think in the first few days before, you know, places were closing their lists, I think, you know, we did end up, I think there was people who just started ringing every pharmacy in the country.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Panicking a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
they were nervous and frightened, I suppose. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. And Anne-Marie, just one final question can I ask you? If somebody got a vaccine, first jab of type A, are they to stick with type A for the second jab, or can they switch? What's the thinking and practice at the moment?
At the moment, I know that there's a lot of evidence to support that you could, you know, that they can be switched. But at the moment, the protocol from the HSE hasn't changed in the main, in that if you have had a Pfizer, you get your second jab will be Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And you're sticking with that for the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just somebody asked me that and I forgot to ask you the last time, so yeah, they just wait. Yeah.
So you're busy, busy, busy.
You're busy, Anne-Marie. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Anne-Marie, listeners, she's a fan of Bob Dylan. Now you know something about Anne-Marie. So we're going to give her a bit of knocking on heaven's door to ring us up to, because that's what you are going into the Clock 8 and indeed all the other pharmacies. Keep up the good work yourself and
well
your
done to
staff.
All staff,
the other Anne-Marie and Mary and all the gang in there, Karen. And thanks for joining us from the Clock 8 this morning. Just your hours and your phone number to finish with, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, so the hours were open 9 to 6, Monday to Saturday. We open every second Sunday in tandem with the Yall Pharmacy from 12 to 1.
Very good.
For emergencies. And our phone number is 024 024-811-88.
If you were stuck for your pencil, ring Marie here on the CRY and she'll give you that number again. 024-811-88. Anne-Marie, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie.
And we might touch base in a few weeks' time again when HSE release more vaccines to you.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.